Thank you and good afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department conducted a warrant search on the 3200 block of Union Street that led to a drug bust and the arrest of six people. The search turned up 14.5 pounds of processed marijuana, 159 grams of hash, and over 5 grams of ecstasy. Eureka residents David Conway and David Cuevas were arrested and booked for conspiracy to distribute marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, and probation violation. Included in those arrests were Wisconsin residents Charlotte Hudek, Kaylee Rocha, Jared Matthews, and Pennsylvania resident Arby Collier. All of them were booked for conspiracy to distribute marijuana as well. The Arcata Police Department discovered a body in a creek near Heather Lane in Arcata in the afternoon yesterday. That body has been identified as 55-year-old Arcata resident Randy Markin. Markin was reported missing on the afternoon of October 24th when he left his residence without his wheelchair, his cell phone, or his wallet and never came back home. At this point, the events that led to and surrounding Markin's death are unknown. At yesterday's Eureka City Council meeting, the council agreed to move forward with the approval of a lease agreement between the city and local restaurant owner Jack Wu to bring Jack's Seafood Restaurant to Eureka. No concrete details have been released yet, but with the approval, Jack's Seafood Restaurant will begin its construction sometime in spring of 2015. The restaurant will be filling a vacant space in the Fisherman's Terminal building. Roadway issues were brought up at yesterday's supervisor meeting. Dan Squire has more.
The public comments and the board discussions at the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday were lengthy, but one issue garnered unanimous support from the board, a letter urging Caltrans to build an alternate route on Highway 101 around a troubled stretch of roadway called the Last Chance Grade. Supervisors from Del Norte County were in board chambers to point out the issues that they have had in dealing with a roadway which is a frequent site of slipouts and which is built on highly unstable land. Citing economic concerns and the fact that Highway 101 is the major route between Humboldt and Del Norte County, as well as southern Oregon, the board voted to put their support behind the letter to urge Caltrans to build a safer roadway.
Thank you, Dan. Yesterday marked the official certification of the November 4th election, and that means for the first time in the city of Eureka's history, the Eureka City Council will now be comprised of 5 women, with 2 challengers winning seats. Kimber Gell had a surprise comeback win over Ward 3 seat incumbent Mike Newman, and Natalie Arroyo defeated Chet Albin for the Ward 5 seat. They will be joining Melinda Cherubellini, Linda Atkins, and Marion Brady. The board also approved the consolidation of the coroner's office with the sheriff's office. This move was considered long overdue by many who contested that a small and rural area such as Humboldt County is better off with this method. 47 other counties in the state have adopted this method as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For the next couple of days, people who have shown interest in serving on the Citizens Advisory Committee will provide recommendations to the board on how the revenue from the recently passed Measure Z will be spent. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg talked about what the fire department will need from the revenue generated by Measure Z.
They told me that what they're looking for is just to support rural fire only, you know, mostly equipment and that kind of thing, and maybe training and, you know, just trying to make their jobs safer, put gas in their trucks and just the basics that they sell pies for. You know, that's definitely what I had in mind when we were talking about fire when it came to Measure Z.
The advisory committee will be made up of 9 members who will serve 4-year terms. Those people will be handpicked by the Board of Supervisors. The supervisors will each appoint 1 member from their district, 2 at-large members, a representative from the sheriff and local fire chiefs, and 2 alternatives. The process must be quick as the plan is to get the committee up and running by February. In weather news, tonight in Humboldt County, there will be a 50% chance of heavy rain showers. The National Weather Service in Eureka has also issued a coastal flood advisory, which will be in effect from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Thursday morning. High tides will cause minor flooding in low-lying areas along the Redwood Coast, and the water is expected to peak at 9 feet. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.